Steve, you testified before the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry on the WOTUS rule, and it seems like there's a lot of momentum on the Hill to help out on some of our concerns with the WOTUS rule.
You know, the folks here in Congress, I think, for the most part, understand that if we're going to be successful in continuing to grow businesses and keep this economy rolling, that farmers and ranchers have got to be given less help sometimes from government. And I think that's where we're at right now. And they're recognizing that and trying to help make sure that this thing doesn't get in our way.
And one of the main issues that you really pointed out was looking at your place and the diversification of your operation there in Illinois, and pointing out some of the unusual features, water features that you have, and how those could be affected by this vague and ambiguous rule.
Well, that's right. You know, we're located on an old strip mine, and so there's lots of stuff that you don't see typical in Illinois. It's much more likely that it would look like something out west, you know, but having said that, we also get, you know, 40 inches of rainfall every year, so we do have to deal with a lot of water, and it does affect us at our operation because virtually every inch of our place has got some kind of runoff, you know, when we get a rain event. So that's the challenge that we've been trying to deal with, and understanding exactly where this rule is going to make us land.
Tell me some of your specific concerns about this rule.
Well, it's a doggone vague. I mean, we hear about exemptions that are there, but until we've seen it in print and we've seen it in action, probably more importantly, we're not going to understand exactly how it's supposed to affect us. Do we need a permit to do virtually anything that we do today? I don't have the time, don't have the resources, don't want to have to chase all of that. And every farmer and rancher out there is in the same boat. We just, you know, we've got plenty to do to try to, you know, provide food for a hungry world. We certainly don't need to be spending most of our time dealing with paperwork.
And despite the concerns raised by agriculture and the concerns that you raised today on behalf of animal agriculture, the EPA, it sounds like, still intends on moving forward to finalize this rule.
Well, from their perspective, I think the train's left the station. We're just going to have to figure out how to get it derailed. And I think the good folks in Congress understand our perspective and are going to try to help us to do that.
Steve, for ranchers out there that are going to be affected by this, landowners in general that are going to be affected by this, what can they do?
Well, I think they want to continue to make it a priority. Talk to their congressman, explain to them just what the ramifications are on their farms and ranches, you know, how much we deal with water every day. You know, and the part of that problem, Chase, is that we do it. We it's second nature to us. You know, we have to build dry dams. We have to make diversions, et cetera. We do all that kind of stuff all of the time to deal with Mother Nature. That's the part that I think a lot of these folks that are sitting here in the Beltway really don't get. We're dealing with this irregardless. And now they want to kind of put a rope around it and tell us what to do. And I think probably the guys on the farm ranch got a pretty good idea how to manage it in the first place. And it's just one of those deals. You know, we really don't need the government's help here.